Are you there?
Hey, Derek, it's me.
We lost connection, buddy. Sorry about that.
Yep. No worries. No worries at all. I thought so. You're saying you're high, and then it kind of cut out. No worries at all.
We're far away from each other.
I'm in California, so I mean we're not too far.
Yep. Okay,
cool. Not too far.
Cool.
And then how tall are you, and how much do you weigh?
I'm about 6 foot, and I weigh right now about 240.
240. And now, what's the best email address for you?
The best email address for me is let me go to my email so I can give my email address. 1 second, sir.
No worries.
Okay, my email address will be my email address would be. Let me go with my phone here, my handy dandy phone. It is my email address is. I have it right here. Give me 1 second, sir. Bear with me.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. Take your time.
Pope Derek, PopeDerek, 612.
And is that at gmail.com?
Yeah, at gmail.com.
Gotcha. And then you spell your name, just to be clear, Derek, correct?
No, Derik.
Derik, gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
Derik, but your email address is a Derek?
Yeah, yeah.
Gotcha,
yes.
Okay. All
right. My last name is Coronado. Coronado.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that. Phone number, 530-554-3554.
That's my number, yep.
Perfect. And then the 50 Tyson, that is your current property address as well,
yes,
correct?
Sir.
Perfect. Appreciate that. All righty. And then you said you sprayed it roughly 4 times a month?
5 years. About 5 years.
Gotcha. Four times a month for about 5 years.
I started in June of 2009.
Gotcha. So in June 2009. So you did spray Roundup one full year prior to you being diagnosed?
I don't understand the question, sir.
No worries. You sprayed Roundup 1 year prior to you being diagnosed?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Gotcha.
More than 1 year.
Gotcha. Way more. Yep, way more. And then you stopped in, what year did you stop, 2015?
I stopped in September 2014.
September 2014, gotcha.
Yeah, I started in June and 2009, and I stopped in September 2014.
And did you use any protective gear?
Well, I did have a mask on, but you know how those flimsy masks are? They don't really
do much.
They don't really... Yeah, but it's not much, yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. At least you tried. You know, some people, they kind of went out there, you know, with nothing. So.
But sometimes it would get hot, you know, and I'd
right.
take it down a little bit. You know, but most of the time, majority of the time, I had a face mask on, but it wasn't nothing. It was a COVID mask, really.
Gotcha. Okay.
Cheap one, you know.
Right. Okay, and so you said you sprayed it about 4 times a month for about 12 years, you sprayed it for 12 months, excuse me, for 5 years, 4 times every month.
Yeah.
Roughly. So around 240 times of exposure in your lifetime, would you say that's accurate?
Sir, I'm not really good with math, but I can tell you this much. For 5 years, I use that shit about 4 times every month.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that happens to be the math, the 240. So,
Okay.
And now, your property, is it near a water well or is it city water?
I think it's a city water.
City water. Were you ever exposed to any other herbicides, benzenes, or Agent Orange?
No, I wasn't exposed to nothing else.
Okay. And did you use the concentrate or the premix?
No, I used the concentrated.
Concentrate. Gotcha.
Stuff.
Where would you typically go ahead and buy it?
Like Walmart, you know, places like the Home Depot. I buy it at different places.
Gotcha. Okay. Do you have any receipts or any Roundup still in your possession?
I might have an old thing of Roundup right here somewhere. I don't have no receipts, but I might have a Roundup here somewhere. I gotta find it.
Okay. All right. Well, if you do,
I'll get you a Roundup. I've had it for a long time.
If you do, you know, just kind of keep it it'll kind of help you in, you know, in the case, okay?
Okay.
And have you ever smoked?
Have I ever smoked? No, I'm not a smoker.
Are you currently employed?
Yeah, I'm employed.
Employed? Who's your current employer?
Bob Singh.
Bob S-I-H-G-N?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I work for Lenders Furniture.
What is it called?
I work for Lenders Furniture.
Lenders Furniture?
Lenders, like Lenders.
Oh, Lenders Furniture.
Lenders Furniture, yes.
Gotcha, okay. And do you have the address?
2320 Lander.
Perfect. And Turlock?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Appreciate that. And what's your job title?
I'm the groundskeeper for the properties.
Gotcha.
His property.
Did you?
And the main property.
Did you ever lose any time from work because of any surgeries or any chemo or anything like that?
Yeah, I lost. Listen, back in, but in those days, yeah, I don't remember where I was working at that time because I got so sick. I think I was working for the, like this. I worked for a lawn service, and I worked for a couple other jobs.
God.
But then I couldn't work because I got so sick.
How long were you out of work for?
I don't really remember. It was a long time ago.
Gotcha.
I was out of work a lot, man. I work a lot.
Would you say a couple months or maybe some years?
Yeah, it threw me out of the loop for some years, bro.
Gotcha.
Okay. It totally fucked me up for a long time, but like it took me a while to come back from that.
I was just gonna
mentally,
ask.
Mentally, you know.
Right. I mean, it's hard, right? That's hard to get.
It fucked me mentally and financially. It financially fucked me. Is what it did. I remember it fucked me up bad, man. But I'm making a comeback, though.
There you go. I'm better now. I was actually just going to ask you, how did the lymphoma impact your life? But, yeah, I mean, you know, mentally, financially.
Let me tell you what. It mentally fucked my family. It mentally fucked me. Okay? My family thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to die. When that happens, you lose focus on everything. You know, you lose focus on everything. You there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah. I lost track of everything. I lost focus. Like, you know.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
It sucked having to go to chemo and radio and other therapy. I had to do that for 6 months and for 5 sessions each time. I did it twice for chemo and the radiation.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
6 months of it.
Did you ever have like stem cell treatments or anything like that?
Sir, I have to look at my paperwork. I'm not sure.
No worries.
I have my paperwork. What was that?
Were you ever in the military?
No. I was never in the military.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation claim?
No, sir, I didn't.
And have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No, sir.
Alrighty. And then other than any other minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Nope. And then what hospital diagnosed you?
Oh, the hospital. It was, shucks. My hospital was, the address is Stanford Hospital. The address is 875 Blake Wilbur Drive, Palo Alto, California, 94304.
Did you say that was in Palo Alto?
Yeah, Palo Alto, California.
Gotcha.
875 Blake Wilbur Drive, Stanford Hospital.
Alrighty, thank you. Do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
Yeah, Dr. Peter Galton.
Galton?
Yeah, Peter Galton.
Is that G-A-L-E-T-O-N?
No, G-A-L-A-T-I-N.
T-I-N, Gotcha. Thank you.
No. Peter. P-E-T-E-R. Gallatin. G-A-L-A-T-I-N.
Perfect. And then do you have, I know you're kind of looking at them. You do have your medical records, right?
I gotta find my medical records.
Gotcha. The hospital has them for sure, right?
I think I have pill bottles laying around somewhere I gotta find.
Gotcha. Okay. But the hospital, they have them?
Yeah, they have them.
Gotcha. Okay. Do you remember your treatment date?
My treatment dates, okay. I know I got diagnosed in January 2015, and I've been in remission for since November 18, 2018.
Can't see.
Oh, yeah, I got my treatment. I remember my treatment date. Okay. My treatment date. I don't remember my treatment dates, man.
No worries. And you said it was like 2018?
No. I'm free of cancer now since November 18.
Gotcha. 2015 when you were diagnosed. So maybe sometime in 2015 when you were diagnosed, you kind of started getting your treatment.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. All righty.
Around that. It sucked, man. It was like when you think you're gonna die, you lose focus, you lose track. It mentally messed me up.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine. You know, God, where I've never been in.
You don't want to imagine. You don't want to imagine how bad it was.
Yeah.
You don't want to imagine.
That
chemo. The radiology and the therapy, it sucked, man. It's like poison. You taste it in your mouth.
Really? Man.
Yeah. Bad. I remember that.
You had to go through that.
Yeah, I had to go through that.
We are just about done here, Derek. Now, I do request emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. You want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
My dad, Frank Coronado.
And his phone number?
209-809-9821.
All righty. I do want to go ahead and verify this information, make sure my spelling and everything like that is correct.
Okay.
So when I send this up to a law firm, right, it's an easy process for you. Let's see here. So you were diagnosed in 2015. You sprayed it at the 5012 Tyson Street, Modesto, California, 95357. You sprayed it for about 5 years. You were between the ages of 18 and 80 at the time of the diagnosis. You did spray it at least 10 separate times. You were never diagnosed with any other diseases. Then you spelled your name D-E-R-I-K, last name C-O-R-O-N-A-D-O. You are male.
Yes,
your date of birth, 6/29/85. Your social, 556-857318. Your email address is popegarrick612@gmail.com. Phone number, 530-554-3554.
Yeah.
You started in 2009, stopped in about 2014. You only sprayed it in California.
Yeah.
Here, and now you were seen by Dr. Gallatin. That was at the Stanford Hospital, 875 Blake Wilbur Drive, Palo Alto, California, 94304. And then your current property address, 5012 Tyson Street, Modesto, California, 95357. And then we have your father, Frank, here, 209-809-9821.
Yeah, that's him.
All righty. And do we have your permission to contact him if we can't get a hold of you?
Yes, you have all of you can contact him whenever you need to.
All righty. I appreciate that. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
With what?
DocuSign.
What's that mean?
So DocuSign is online signing. Have you ever done that through your email?
No. I'll learn.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do, I can help you walk through this. It's actually really easy to do. So I'm going to send it to your text messages as well as your email. So So go ahead and take a look at, you know, whatever's easier for you to pull up. It's going to say Harold King Mass Torch Strategy DocuSign.
Okay, I see. Okay, I got it. It says right here. It says welcome to DocuSign. Okay, message and data rates may apply. Message, okay. Okay, Harold King from Mass Torch Strategy wants to send you a DocuSign envelope. Okay, to use DocuSign on this number. Okay, yes.
Perfect.
That's a load.
Yep, so you want to click yes for everything, the electronic agreements and everything like that.
Okay, so it says tap to load. Okay, it says preview not available.
Let's see. It says preview not available.
Okay, and so what do I do now?
So you want
to again.
So what screen are you looking at now? What does it say?
I went to my text messages, right?
Yeah, so go to your text messages.
Okay, welcome to DocuSign.
Yep.
Okay. Welcome to DocuSign. Let me see. I got to go back to it. One second, sir.
Yeah, no worries.
Okay, here we go. It says, welcome to DocuSign. Message and data rates may apply. Message frequency varies. Reply help for help. Stop to opt out anytime. Harold King from Mass Tort Strategy wants to send you a DocuSign envelope. Okay. Select the link.
Yeah, click the blue link.
Blue link, okay. I clicked it.
Yep. And now it should bring.
It says DocuSign. MSN DocuSign message from Mass Tort Strategies, okay. Do you agree to receive future SMS messages? Okay.
Yes.
So I said, yes.
Yep. Say yes,
yes
to that.
Okay. Now it says, use my location, allow. Okay. This site can't ask for your permission. Close any bubbles or envelope overlays from the, okay. So what do I say?
Is it asking for your location? You don't have to.
Okay. I put yes on my location. Sorry.
No worries. That's fine. Is it asking for it?
Now it says this site can't ask for. Okay, wait. Okay, now it says location again. Say okay. Okay, it says wants to use your device location. Press block.
Yeah, you don't have to allow that.
Okay, here we go. This site can't ask for your permission. Close any bubbles or overlays from other apps, then try again. What do I put?
Does it give you an option?
It says, okay, close any bubbles. Okay, this site can't ask for your permission. Close any bubbles or okay, and that says, it went back to location again.
Is there anything else there besides that says electronic agreements or anything?
Okay, it says it's okay. Here we go. Watch. Let me read it to you one more time. Okay, now I went back to the DocuSign envelope. Okay, now it says, hey, Jessica, I'm on the phone with the lawyer. Okay, one second. Okay, it says DocuSign. It says setup check. This envelope was also sent by email to popederick.com. Recognize this email. Continue to review. Don't recognize this email, decline to sign. So it says continues.
Continue.
Please review and act on these documents. King.
So you hit review. Does it say review? So it says.
It says right here. It says please review and act on these documents. Harold King, Mass Tort. Okay. And it says please sign.
Okay, so
on the bottom, I agree. Okay, so where do I sign at?
So on the bottom, it shows the electronic agreements and everything? Did you already do that? Okay, and you press it. Did you say?
On the bottom, it says, please read the electronic record and signature document. Okay.
Perfect.
So how do I sign?
You want to agree to that?
Okay, I agreed to it.
Okay, you agreed to that. Now, do you see top right of your page, it should say next?
No,
or
I
start.
Do not.
It doesn't say start.
It says continue on the blue where it says I
yes,
agree.
Yes, yes. So, yep, hit
continue.
That.
Okay, got it. Okay, there's a bunch of small writing I can't see.
Does it show you start top right now in yellow?
Yes, it does.
Perfect. Go ahead and hit that.
Okay,
now,
got
one, you. Now, once you hit that, it's going to take you to a yellow box. Now, that yellow box, you're going to draw your signature.
Okay, got it.
All righty. Now, after that, every yellow box you see, you're just going to tap it. If you don't see any more yellow boxes, just hit the yellow next that you saw
okay,
for it you know, to continue. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so okay, now, sign it again?
Yep, and just sign everything. Yep, so you want to just
okay,
keep,
so, okay,
go.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I see... It's so small. Okay, so it says initial. So initial everything?
Yep.
Initial
so
box?
any
okay,
yep, anywhere that it shows yellow, you want to go ahead and sign.
Okay, so right here. Initial. Got it. Okay. Now I go to the next one. Initial again?
Yep.
Okay.
You're gonna do that until you see finish.
Okay, it says right here. Okay, boom. Okay, request, sign here. Okay, so I sign here. Okay. 1 second. I press the box. Okay. Okay, got that. Okay, press the box here. Got that. Press the box here. Got that. Okay. Finish. I'm done. It says I'm done signing.
Perfect.
So let's continue.
I just got it back. So you're all done there. So how this is going to work, Derek? I'm going to send this up to the law firm. The law firm is going to take a look at this, make sure everything is within their guidelines. They will then call you within 7 business days. I sent you their information, the 909 number.
I press get started?
No, you're done. You're done. You don't have to do anything else.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And so the law firm, they're going to call you within 7 business days. They're going to verify the information. During that phone call, like I said, they're going to verify it. Once it's over, once everything is done, they'll then be able to request the records from the from the hospital and actually get started working on your case for you. Okay?
Okay.
And then I sent you my information. It came from a 949 number, so save me in. It says Harold King.
There's a lot of movement here. Give me 1 second, sir, please.
No worries. We're actually just about done here.
Okay, so now what was that again?
So I sent you a text message from the 949 number. That's my direct line.
I got it.
Perfect.
Okay.
Save me in your phone. So if I need anything from you, you know it's me calling you. The
909.
No. So the 909 number, the 909 number is for the law firm.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the law firm. That's the number they're going to call you from within 7 days. The 949 number is my number. That's my direct line. I want you to save me in.
Hello, King?
Yes, sir. That's me.
Okay, got you.
All righty, Derek. Well, I do appreciate it. Now, if you have any questions, comments, concerns for me, just let me know. You can give me a call. We're both in California, so we're in the same time zone. And then we can go from there, okay?
Okay. Okay,
got
you.
Well, I do appreciate it, Derek. You have a blessed rest of your day, all right?
You too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.